Join the Power Trip, Corey, Sauce, and Hockey, AJ, and Mark Parrish in the Parlay Lounge at the Treasure Island Resort and Casino March 7th and 8th for your chance to win a trip to Las Vegas and other great prizes. More info at KFAN.com, keyword Vegas.
Had the opportunity yesterday with Paul Charchian and Ben Lieber to sit down with former Vikings offensive coordinator Pat Shurmur, current head coach of the New York Giants. Chatted about a lot of things. He's very fond of Vikings offensive coordinator Kevin Stefanski. We chatted about quarterbacks in this draft. Saquon Barkley, the NFL Offensive Rookie of the Year. Will Hernandez, the UTEP offensive lineman. They took right around where the Vikings took Mike Hughes. But we began the conversation with something that genuinely is proving to be a little awkward for Pat Shurmur, the fact that his son Kyle is a quarterback from Vanderbilt University who is draft eligible. So Pat has to deal with the potential of drafting his son Kyle. That's how we began.
Oh, it's fun. It's fun. This morning I got a chance to watch him walk across that stage for the whole league, and super proud of him. And it's hard. It's hard for me because certainly you would love to have your son around you. And I know he's an outstanding player. But listen, I know my son. I thought he did a terrific job in college. He's made good choices. He's put himself in a position to be evaluated by all 32 teams. And our team's no different. I know him, but I want the New York Football Giants to evaluate him and see what they think. And I think he'll impress some people. And it's just like, I guess, buying or selling a house. You need one team to really like you, and get them on a roster and let them compete. I think whoever drafts them won't be disappointed.
How much advice as a father and as a coach and an evaluator did you give him? A lot of these guys will go to their agents for advice, but
right,
he can just turn right to dad.
Well, along the way, being a dad and being a coach, I've seen both sides of it. I've seen the dads who are kind of like Great Santini about it, over assertive. I kind of went to Kyle when he wanted advice. There's things along the way that I would help him with. His mom did the same thing. I remember a game in high school, he threw a couple picks and she said, "Hey, listen, you better quit throwing it to the other guys." So we've been very real about it. Now, and during this process, he's working with Tom Condon and their group. They did a great job of getting them ready. But certainly I've been able to give him pointers along the way. He's had great coaches at all levels, and so I just kind of help him with the above the next stuff, the body language, posture stuff, the leadership type stuff that he gets naturally, but like everybody needs reminders.
Last one on your son Kyle. Seriously speaking, say he goes to like the Eagles, the Cowboys, or Washington, and it's Thanksgiving Day on a Thursday and he can make it home. What do you talk about at dinner? Say you play that team the upcoming Sunday. He's going to want intel. You're going to want intel.
Well, we're going to talk to his mom about how we're going to try to sack his butt. That's what we would do. I think.
Awesome.
But no, it's fun. Having a child, and you don't know if it's a boy or a girl. So, yeah. If he's fortunate enough to get an opportunity, we just don't know where it'll be yet.
What an honor! And his grades were great at Vanderbilt too. That's fantastic.
Yeah, it's. What a great place, Vanderbilt.
For beautiful campus.
It's unbelievable.
Geez.
And for people like us who've lived in the North most of our lives, was a really, really great experience for him.
Pat Shurmur, Indy Combine Charge.
By the way, did you slip in a little Robert Duvall in there a second ago? Was he the Great Santini?
The Great Santini,
that 80s film, something like that. Very nice.
Yes.
Before we leave your son entirely, your team will come up with a grade for him and what round you think he should go in or where in the draft. Your team comes up and he's available, and maybe even a round after that he's available. Yeah. Well, now what? That put you in a tricky spot, right? Because you'll have to weigh all the backlash that you'd get and accusations of nepotism and everything else, but he might be like a steal by the time he's available for you based on your own grading.
No, the people in New York wouldn't hold me accountable for that.
No, certainly not. The gentle New York media.
No, it's interesting because he's like all the players here. I was talking about it in my presser this morning that whether it's perceived you're looking for a quarterback or not, you always do due diligence on all the quarterbacks. So they all get a grade. They all get a magnet. They all get stuck on the board somewhere. And he'll be no different than the other guys that are coming out this year.
We talked to you about, at this time last year, one year ago, the three of us talked about we were already doing Barkley versus a quarterback for you then. And that was, you know, you had to put up with a whole year of that. And now you got to roll that same conversation kind of over to this year, right? Getting a lot of questions about what you're going to do at six and if you're going to take a quarterback. How are you handling what is effectively now year two of really the same questions about, you know, Eli and starting again and, you know, when you take a quarterback?
Well, enough's enough. I mean, this is the last year, hopefully, of drafting this high. You know, but like last year, it was a simple decision for us. At the number two pick, we felt like we picked the best player in the draft. And, you know, obviously he didn't disappoint. And so we're hopeful that we can build around him and what he gives, you know, what he can bring to the team. And then, you know, this year's no different. You know, this is not a great defensive players. Running parallel with that is, and again, we acknowledge it, Eli's closer to 40 than he is 20. You know, what are we going to do moving forward at quarterback? And so... we weigh it all. We're very pragmatic about, hey, this is what the player's worth, and, you know, we'll pick a guy, and I'm sure that guy is going to help us win games.
You know, you mentioned this about talking about your own son, about, hey, you know, you got to work on body language and some of those critical assessments just on straight-out appearance.
Right.
When you get a chance to evaluate the players at the combine, every one of these guys is being coached by another coach, an agent, a mentor, somebody that says, hey, when they bring up this question, say this. When they do this, say this. Hey, when you greet somebody, smile, do this. How do you filter through that coached aspect of their personality and find the real person that you're looking for as a player?
Well, I think it's subjective. It's just like when I met you guys, we instantly became friends because we felt good about one another. You know, I think once you start a conversation with a player, you can get through the canned type answers and the canned responses. Even though they've been prepared, there's a genuine self to all these guys, and we just got to find the one that fits us. And so it just comes by talking to them. You know, I talked earlier about, you know, the key component for a quarterback is decision making, you know, timing and accuracy and all that stuff. And, you know, your physical traits are important, and that starts really off the field. You know, how do you go about getting up in the morning? What do you wear? How do you present yourself? And then it translates, obviously, to the football end of things, because I do know this. When the game is over, they ask a lot of people what happened. But the same two people get asked every week to comment, and it's the head coach and the quarterback. So whether you like it or not, as the quarterback, you're thrust into that role. And I think we want to put a guy in that position, you know, following hopefully in the footsteps of Eli, who's done it for, you know, terrifically for forever, it seems like. We want to put a guy in that position that we're going to be proud of.
You were our offensive coordinator in 2017, went to the NFC title game. You became head coach of the New York Giants. Our coordinator now is Kevin Stefanski, somebody I know you're very fond of. What do you like about Kevin from when he was your quarterback's coach?
Well, I've always admired Kevin, and, you know, he's one of those guys in his profession. He's always done his job and done it well. You know, he's coached running backs. You know, he had to move to running backs when I came on the staff, so because I wasn't smart enough to do it, so I could coach tight ends, right? And he did it and didn't say a word and made the best of it and did a terrific job. You know, he's coached quarterbacks. He's, you know, and he's smart. You know, behind the scenes when you're game planning, you know, all the offensive coaches, you know, get in there. And some coaches are good about telling you what the defense does. Some coaches are good about suggesting plays and ways to attack the defense. And some are good at both. And I think Kevin was good at both. And so, you know, I just felt like he had a bright future. He understands how to, you know, do his job. But, you know, I know he had ambition, and I'm glad he's got an opportunity.
Giants head coach Pat Shurmur from Indianapolis, Charge.
At this time last year, the Giants offensive line, frankly, was a wreck. Sure. And you made two really big acquisitions in the offseason, Nate Solder and Will Hernandez. And kind of panned out, but it's, you know, to my eyes anyway, I thought the offensive line really underperformed for a lot of the year. Do you see it that way, and what is your expectations for your Giants offensive line going forward?
Well, I think, you know, early on, you know, so we had a true rookie playing left guard, Will Hernandez, who played every snap and really had a terrific year, and by the end was playing at a high level, playing next to a perennial pro in Nate Solder. And, you know, Will learning how to play affected Nate some. So once they started to play better together, you know, right about in the bye week, week eight, it started to take off. You know, I had to play three centers like we did in 17. And so, you know, once Spencer Pulley got settled in, it was good. We picked up Jermone Brown about mid-year, and he solidified the right guard spot, which helped Wheeler, who was in because Flowers was now gone. So there was a whole lot going on. But once we solidified it, at least our 2018 version of solidify, and blocked better, then Eli performed better. You know, I think we averaged 28 points a game in the last 8 weeks. You know, so we played more of the offense that we would be used to seeing. And, you know, it's interesting. If you got one thing you can do for your team every year, you got to always make sure the offensive line is good. And, you know, I think what I'd like to see is when we become good and people talk about us being a great team someday, you know, I'd like to think that they'll say one of our primary units that's really, really good is our offensive line.
You know, another guy in charge, you've talked about Saquon, and then we've talked about Eli, but lately in the news is Landon Collins, and sure, he's become one of the better safeties in this league, but you get all these reports of he cleans out his locker. No, I didn't clean out my locker. I just kind of took some stuff. I didn't, you know, right. It goes this back and forth, right, sort of just this dramatic thing through social media. You as a head coach now knowing what's really happening on the inside, how do you handle some of those dramatic situations that play out in social media?
Yeah, I certainly don't focus on them. You know, from my days there, I don't really even know how to use my phone. I'm not a real big device guy. You know, and I think what's important is, you know, this time of year, because of the free agency and will a player be signed, will a player not be signed, you know, there's sometimes a lot of drama attached to a player just going away for a couple weeks, you know, and that's really what it is, you know.
You've got a really promising young tight end, Evan Engram.
Sure.
Missed a good chunk of last year hurt, unfortunately. You just want to talk a little bit about his prospects as potentially an emerging young, maybe star tight end.
Yeah, you're right. He really kind of took off the second half of the year. You know, early on he was playing well. Then he got hurt against Houston in our first win. Then he had a hamstring injury. Okay. And so, but once he got himself healthy and he got into that section of the year, that last eight games, he made great contributions. He can really catch and run. He can be a matchup problem for any safety or linebacker.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's a willing blocker, which, you know, he improved in all areas. And so, you know, I lined him up at tight end, you know, detached him some, actually lined him up outside at number one. And, we got a lot out of him. And I think his future's bright.
What was it like working with Odell Beckham Jr.?
Well, I enjoyed it. You know, I certainly went in, and this was the time of year, a year ago, I was trying to get to know him. You know, obviously he's an outstanding player, very talented guy, you know. And, you know, we went through the phase where he was, you know, going to sign a new contract. He did, was competing at a high level, and unfortunately got hurt for the last month of the year. But very, very talented player. Look for, you know, he's out training out in California, and look forward to getting them back here in April with the rest of the guys.
Vikings are on your schedule next year, coming to New Jersey. How about that?
Yeah, it'll be fun. I always look forward to playing teams that I've worked with before, because, you know, you kind of go on this journey, you know, and we really don't leave each other behind. We just kind of go move someplace else, you know. So it's fun to, before the game, to kind of, I don't know, shake a hand, give a hug. So I look forward to it.
You know, I want to go back to these the philosophical approach for Kevin Stefanski.
Right.
You know, there's been a lot of, he even sort of admits that he took a lot of his influence from you and from your system. He's also brought
you
on.
Rethink that.
But now in the fold we have both Kubiaks,
sure,
young and old, and they have the Shanahan background and Rick Dennison, who's been with Kubiak,
sure,
forever. From your outside perspective, what do you think his offense will look like for all the Vikings fans?
Well, I think, even though, you know, they're different, you know, they've got different experiences, you know, I still think regardless of what you call the run, apple or orange or peach or pear or bull or bear, it doesn't matter what you call the runs, I think they're going to be a team on first and second down that's going to try to run the ball, and it makes sense with the running backs that you have. because that's tied into the play actions and the boots and the nakeds that were really primary for us in 2017, and then certainly have been, you know, part of the blueprint of the really the Gary Kubiak offenses. And so that's where it'll begin. And you know, you've added a lot of smart minds to the room, who are going to be able to try to utilize the best, you know, that Kirk Cousins can give you. So I think it's good. I mean, those are a lot of really, really fine offensive coaches that are going to be able to put together an offense that makes sense for the Vikings.
Obviously, without tipping your hand or further elaborating on your son, do you like the quarterbacks in the draft this year?
I do. You know, and I've actually had, unfortunately, because we weren't in the playoffs, I've had a lot more time. You know, and I wasn't spending time, like, doing those primary things of, like, hiring a staff and doing all that stuff. I've had a lot more time early in the process to watch the quarterback, so I've watched really all of them, all their seasons. Yeah, I think there's a lot of really fine players in this draft.
Thanks a lot for the time. Good luck.
All right. Look forward to it. We'll see you in East Rutherford next year, huh?
Yes, sir. Pat Shurmur, head coach of the New York Giants from the 2019 Indianapolis Scouting Combine, courtesy of Whiting Clinic LASIK and Cataract. Back after this.
You're listening to PA, Charge, and Lieber from the NFL Combine, presented by Whiting LASIK Eye Care and Cataract on The Fan.